Welcome back to Community Access. I'm your host, Renee Danino, and you're listening on iHeartRadio. Visit mycommunityaccess.com to get more information about our program, how you can be a guest, or get your event posted on all of our Connecticut iHeartRadio stations and to hear the show again. Now back to our show. Thank you for listening to iHeart Communities on iHeartRadio. I'm Renee Danino, joined in the studio by quite a few people. First, we will start with President and CEO of Make-A-Wish, the Connecticut chapter, Pam Keough. Welcome back. Hello.
Hey, Renee. How are you?
Nice to see you again. And we have a Wish family in the studio. We have the Duffins. Hello, Duffins.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow. Look at all of you. We've got Dad, Brian, Mom, Allison, Brother Alex, and Wish Fabulous Kid, Emma. Hey.
Hi.
You guys are all so fun and having fun here in our studio, and we're going to be talking all about you, Emma. But first, I want to chat with Pam real quick, just to remind everybody about an Evening of Wishes Gala that's going to be Saturday, April 30th, at the end of this month, at Mohegan Sun. So I think tickets are still available, and how can we purchase them? Because we want to get up to that 1,000 mark, right?
We do. Tickets are available. If you go to our website, ct.wish.org. You can purchase them right there, /gala.
Mm-hmm.
Take you right to the site and you can get them. It's going to be a fabulous year. It's our 30th anniversary. Mohegan Sun's pulling out all the stops. We're pulling out all the stops. So if you've never been or if you've been on the fence, like, this is your year to come.
And you're going to have a lot of surprises there for us. And we're going to be raising a lot of money all to grant wishes, which the average wish price tag has gone up a little bit. So just remind our audience about that.
The average cost of a wish is $10,000. Mm-hmm. And this year we will be granting 240 wishes, the most in our history, far, far more than any other year. So we really need it. And we just appreciate everyone coming to support us.
So the wishes actually, I mean, of course, they're for the wish kid, but they're also for the families, which is something in our last interview we were talking about, Pam. This is an opportunity for the entire family to just sort of put everything aside and just be a family and just not have to deal with the doctor's appointments, or at least if they can help it, not deal with any of that stress, right?
That's our goal. They don't have to worry about a thing. And from the minute the limo comes, picks them up or going on their wish, the minute they come back home. So that's our goal, is that they can just be a family for the time that they have the wish and not have to worry about anything for their child.
So Emma, can you say hello to our listeners, please?
Hello.
Can you tell everybody how old you are and what your wish was?
I'm 9 and a half, and my wish was to go to Walt Disney World.
Why did you pick that?
Because I've always wanted to go to Disney World, like since I was like 3.
Wow. So what was, when you went to Disney World, what was the first place you really wanted to see?
I wanted to swim with dolphins, but I didn't get to do that.
Well, I don't know if I would do that either, because I'm not good with big animals in the water with me. That would scare me. That didn't scare you?
Nope.
All right. So what else did you see?
There was a Frozen parade.
Oh, well, everybody loves Frozen, right?
Yeah, and there was fireworks at the end. And 2 times, it was so bright, I had to close my eyes. So bright.
So now, did you get to bring everybody in your family? Who went with you?
My mom, Allison, my dad, Brian, and my brother, Alex.
And did everybody have a good time?
Duh. Of course we did. It's Make-A-Wish. It's supposed to be fun, and it was fun.
Well, there you go. There's a commercial right there. And so Alex, did you have a good time over there in Disney World?
Yeah.
What were you excited to see?
I was excited to see how all the attractions, maybe like when we got there, we went to the Make-A-Wish Village. Give the Kids World Village. And the first thing that I saw that I wanted to go to so bad was the swimming pool. And it was really fun.
Yeah, I bet it was nice. And how long did you guys go for? Like a week? A week,
yeah.
Vacation? That sounds
five
good.
Days.
So Mom or Dad, Brian or Allison, you know, if you wouldn't mind, come on over to the microphone and tell us why Emma was eligible for this wish.
So Emma was eligible for Make-A-Wish because she had leukemia, which is a life-threatening childhood cancer.
Mm-hmm. And how is Emma today?
Emma is in remission, and she's doing very well.
Well, I think that deserves a round of applause, everybody, right? That's awesome. You know, and we're happy and we're smiling now, and I know the family went on this amazing vacation. I don't know, Mom, if you want to come in and talk to us, but, you know, for your family to have to go through all the treatments, I mean, this is something that
probably consumed your life for a while. Can you talk a little bit about that time and what the relief about going to this wish was?
Yes, I can. She was diagnosed in May of 2014 and was completely done with treatment in June of 2015. So just a little over a year. And we had some restrictions. We were in the hospital a lot. She didn't go to school for third grade. So all through when the process of when she was sick or she'd be in the hospital, we got the call early on that we were going to be eligible for a wish. We actually, our wish granters are actually two of our best friends Aww. That we happen to know. So we had a lot of input and were able to know really soon. So on those days when we were not feeling well or we were upset, we would just go to the Give the Kids the World Village website and look at all of the things and just kind of talk about what it was going to be like when we finally got to go.
A goal to get to.
A goal.
A goal to get to. And mom or dad, you can answer this question because, you know, having two children, one being sick and one not necessarily going through the same thing, how did you find the balance? Was it hard?
It is hard to find a balance because you've got one sibling that's in the hospital receiving treatments, and then the other sibling who's left at home and, you know, feels left out. Fortunately, though, in this case, Alex was Emma's bone marrow donor. So
wow.
Had the built-in perfect match. It worked out beautifully.
So, Alex, you're sort of a superhero.
Yep.
Well, and humble, too.
And very humble. And you should. Well, most superheroes are humble, right?
Yeah.
Emma, is he a pretty cool brother?
Duh.
She likes to say duh a lot.
He's the best. He's the best brother ever.
Well, it sounds very lucky that you two have each other in your lives. So, Emma, if you could maybe say anything to anybody listening right now, maybe another girl or boy your age that maybe might be going through what you're going through or had gone through, do you have anything you want to say to them?
Stay strong.
Yes.
You're going to get through it. Even though things bad might happen, stay positive.
What kept you positive through it all?
My family.
Yeah.
I got a lot of prayers and we got blessings and all my friends, they were like, Emma, Emma, Emma.
Did you get a chance to make up school?
Yes. Sometimes this tutor came to the hospital for every kid and we played like bananagrams. And I also had a tutor named Miss Tarbox.
Mm-hmm. Did you spend a lot of overnights in the hospital?
Yes.
Yeah. Was that rough being away from home?
Yeah.
What did you miss most?
Mostly my brother when I couldn't see him.
You two are the best brother and sister I think I've ever had in one studio at the same time. Not once do we have to separate you.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Alex, tell me about your sister. What does she mean to you? How cool is she?
She means a lot to me, and I think without her, my life wouldn't be complete without her because she's really the best sister anyone can have.
That was beautiful. And parents, can I have you go to the microphone?
Sure.
We need you to share your secret to all the other parents listening right now. Go. What's your secret to
bribery.
Raising such great kids?
Bribery.
Oh, bribery.
Bribery, Xbox, you know, make-a-wish trips.
So normal parent things then.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations to you for raising two beautiful children and now, of course, two healthy children. That's got to be the most amazing thing of all.
It is. Thank you very much for having us. We loved being here.
Yeah, and thank you for being here and speaking out on how wonderful Make-A-Wish is, the Connecticut chapter, because I truly love and support this organization. And Pam, if I could just have you come over here and remind our listeners that your gala is coming up, an evening of Wishes Gala, Saturday, April 30th at Mohegan Sun. And this family is just one of the thousands of families over the years Make-A-Wish in Connecticut has been able to help. So remind us how to get these tickets.
Yeah, so if you just go to ct.wish.org/gala, you can get the tickets. Or if you just want to call 203-261-9044, we'll be happy to help you.
Well, I thank you for your time today, Pam Keough, who is the president and CEO of Make-A-Wish Connecticut chapter, and all of the Duffins. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
This is my community.
This is my community.
This is my community.
This is our community.
Please welcome back to iHeart Communities, Alexandra Pesatoro, who is the consultant on the National Biodiesel Board in honor of Earth Day, and we're talking about biodiesel fuel as well as bioheat because it burns greener and cleaner for our communities. Welcome back, Alexandra.
Thank you.
So let's talk about Earth Day and how this is such a perfect marriage between Earth Day and biodiesel.
It is. Well, so Earth Day is celebrated on April 22nd, and it's all about protecting the earth, our environment, and bioheat and both biodiesel are a great way to protect this earth. Biodiesel and both bioheat are renewable fuels. Bioheat is made from renewable biodiesel mixed with your regular home heating oil. It can be delivered to you directly from your local oil heat dealer. It's cleaner for the environment. It's a better air quality in your home. And the best part is that you don't have to change any modifications to your existing heating system to get this product.
Right. And you can visit mybioheat.com to get more information on this. But can you talk about some of the advantages to have this for your home, for our cleaner air?
Sure. So bioheat, it is, like I said, a blend of renewable biodiesel. And with that renewable component in the fuel, you will get a cleaner burn. So you're not going to see that black smoke that you see. It's a cleaner burn. It is going to have better air quality in your home for your family, especially if you have children that have asthma or any type of lung disease. This is a great product to have. It's cleaner. You're not going to get those harmful emissions. We're reducing our carbon footprint and reducing greenhouse gas emissions, which are harmful to the environment.
If people want to get more information or if they want to get it in their home, if they don't know about it already, what's the best thing they can do?
Sure. If you are a consumer and you're looking to get this currently in your home now, bioheat, I would suggest, first of all, calling your local oil heat dealer, asking them, do you guys have bioheat? If not, I would go to mybioheat.com. That is our consumer website, and that will give you all the basics information that you will need to know about bioheat. And also, we have a dealer locator, so you can plug in your zip code, and within a 25 to 50 mile radius, you should be get a dealer, a bioheat dealer in your area that you can call, and they will deliver bioheat to your home.
And obviously, bioheat fuel decreases our dependence on foreign oil, so in return, we've got jobs here in the United States. We help boost our agriculture, and we can save money for our consumers. And it's, again, greener and cleaner, and it's Earth Day, and that's what we're all about. So I thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. Community Access will be back with another segment here on iHeartRadio. As always, if you'd like to be a guest on Community Access, have a guest or a show idea, or would like to get your event posted on our iHeartRadio stations in Connecticut, visit mycommunityaccess.com.